Last week, the Iranian government announced that it has successfully enriched uranium at its Natanz nuclear facility. Enriching uranium is a process that can be used either for civilian or military purposes. Iranian officials have said for years their program is meant only for peaceful purposes, such as generating electricity. But the United States and Europe believe Tehran's ambitions are ultimately to build a nuclear arsenal. Iran's latest announcement came as the United Nations Security Council prepares to meet next week to decide what actions to take, if any, against Tehran. Experts say the decision to enrich uranium is in clear defiance of the Security Council, which has called on Iran to suspend such activities. The Iranian statements also coincide with a debate in Washington generated by recent news reports that the United States may be considering military attacks, including possible nuclear strikes, against Iranian facilities. Senior U.S. administration officials have dismissed these reports, and President Bush says diplomacy is the way to proceed.
We want to solve this issue diplomatically, and we're working hard to do so.
At the same time, President Bush said all options are on the table. And at a recent White House briefing, spokesman Scott McClellan said President Bush is skeptical that the confrontation between the international community and Iran can be resolved peacefully. Joseph Cirincione is a nuclear expert with the Council on Foreign Relations. Citing Defense Department sources, Cirincione says some U.S. officials have already settled on the military option.
Senior officials inside the administration have already decided that they want to hit Iran, that the whole point is to overthrow the regime in Iran. The nuclear issue is just one of the issues for them, perhaps the issue they can use to justify the action. But in their view, the object of the exercise is to continue the process of regime change that they believe they started with the war in Iraq. I don't believe there's a consensus in the administration over this. I think there's a debate over this. What I don't see is any senior official strongly arguing for the negotiation path. That's what worries me.
Cirincione says he hears the same rhetoric today as he did several years ago in the run-up to the U.S. invasion of Iraq.
That's why it worries me when I see this coordinated campaign with the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the Vice President, the National Security Strategy, all coming out talking about the imminent threat from Iran, that it's our central challenge, that it's the chief state sponsor of terrorism, that we reinforce the notion of preemptive attack, that we specifically keep targeting Iran as our major problem. It is not our major problem. Iraq is our major problem. Iran isn't even our major nuclear problem. That's North Korea. They already have nuclear material.
A number of military analysts have written about a possible U.S. attack on Iran. One of them is Paul Rogers from Bradford University in England. He says the military assault would come from the air.
You would probably have anywhere between 1 and 4 days of raids. The most intensive ones coming at the start would be the ones directed at the air defenses and the nuclear-related sites. And it will be a combination principally of airstrikes and also the very considerable use of cruise missiles, both standoff missiles launched from aircraft, but also sea-launched cruise missiles, from cruisers, destroyers, and submarines at sea. One of the key components on the U.S. side would be the use of the B-2 stealth bomber, because that has an extraordinary capability to deliver precision-guided munitions with very little risk of any planes being shot down by the Iranian air defenses.
Rogers believes to cripple Iran's nuclear power program, the targets should not only be buildings or factories.
There would be the need to try and kill as many as possible of the scientists and technicians, engineers,